The hot housing market means that many real estate agents are enjoying boom times. In the latest installment of our occasional series, My Fellow Americans, we hear from Jan Smith, a longtime Chicago realtor who remembers a different kind of market.
Hi, I'm Jan Smith. Nice to meet you. Welcome to 557 Arlington. The property is listed for $2.85 million.
I'm a very small part of a very big real estate scene in Chicago. I mean, I'm fortunate to be in the top, 10% and have been in the top 1% of brokers in the city. But, I'm still the person at Kinko's at 7 in the morning, Xeroxing condo docs.
Come on in.
I started in working in Bucktown in probably 1985. It was in the days when properties were $50,000. People were buying and flipping properties left and right. I mean, many of the buildings I showed you only got by going up to a ladder. You had to use a ladder to get up to the front door. Now I sell $2, $3 million homes. So it's very, very different. I used to spend a lot of time in rat-infested basements. I always wore boots because I was scared to death that rats may climb over my feet. Now I'm in high heels mostly.
The home is 6,200 square feet. We have 5 bedrooms, 5 full baths. All the bedrooms are en suite, and then 2 powder rooms. So the living room was designed to accommodate a grand piano.
You learn a lot about a person in a real estate transaction. There are people who just have to win. When you're on a $2 million house and you're sitting there arguing about $5,000, it's almost at the point of ridiculousness. And so I've had a lot of success in sort of saying, okay, in the spirit of cooperation, let's all throw in, $1,250, which is, so little, and get it done and move forward so nobody has to swallow hard.
So, when we reach the rear staircase of the house, this is where the original structure ends and the new addition begins. And the floors change from oak to mahogany here.
Well, obviously, when you close a real estate deal, it's payday. So, paydays are good. I mean, I think in any profession. It's kind of a letdown. I actually sold a building for a very expensive building, and it was... I had both sides of the deal, what we call a double bubble. I was the listing agent and the selling agent. So I got a very large check, the largest check I'd ever had. And I thought, well, gosh, today's one of those days if I was ever going to go buy some sort of fancy, racy convertible, that's what I should do. And I actually stopped and deposited the check in the bank and, went home and had a microwave hot dog for dinner.
And then this is my favorite room in the house, the butler's pantry. This one's especially lovely with a dishwasher and a wine cooler, and I love the Carrara marble.
I'm envious of builders and architects, as I think it's pretty neat to, 25 years from now, drive your grandchild down the street and say, I built that house, or I built that building, or I designed that building. I sold that house, 3 times, I don't know.
Well, thanks for coming. I hope we'll see you again. And good luck in your search.
Jan Smith's profile was produced by Katrin Einhorn as part of an exhibition called Daily Meaning, Life Inside America's Service Industries. The exhibition was developed in cooperation with Chicago Public Radio.